USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon was found guilty of contempt of Congress, handing a victory to the Justice Department and the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Bannon faces up to 2 years in prison on the misdemeanor charges and plans to appeal. Regarding the conviction, former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy tells Fox News a conviction on this is highly unusual.
But I don't think there was a conviction on this since the Watergate era in 74, and I don't think they've indicted it for some 40 years. So, you know, Bannon's going to have a claim that this was selective prosecution.
Homeless shelters in New York City are struggling to house illegal immigrants being bused from Texas. Mayor Eric Adams asking the feds for money to help New York cope. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The head of the TSA said on Thursday that under 1,000 illegal immigrants have been allowed to board planes using warrants as identification this calendar year, as he faced a grilling on the matter from Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who also spoke to Fox News.
It is utter and total contempt that this administration is showing for the law-abiding citizens of the United States. What they're telling us is, wait in the longest lines ever, be treated to all kinds of random inspections and invasive procedures, and have your stuff confiscated. But if you're an illegal alien and you have committed a crime, oh, and you have an arrest warrant, come right to the front of the line.
The U.S. Park Service has installed fencing around the Washington Monument in an attempt to control the number of food trucks around it. The move comes after a number of food trucks were parking bumper to bumper around the monument, creating safety issues and an obstructed view of the attraction. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Twitter is partly blaming Elon Musk for missing expectations in its latest quarterly earnings report. It said revenue didn't meet expectations due to uncertainty related to the pending acquisition of Twitter by an affiliate of Elon Musk. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. In the Senate, a resolution has been introduced calling on Secretary of State Antony Blinken to designate Russia as such.
Congressman and Republican New York governor candidate Lee Zeldin was attacked Thursday at an event outside of Rochester, New York, by a man with a keychain self-defense weapon. As predicted by Unhurt Zeldin, the man was released on cashless bail hours after the felony charge. Friday, Representative Zeldin was back at it, talking up soft-on-crime's cashless bail.
Now, the argument in favor of cashless bail is that you don't want somebody to stay locked up behind bars only because they can't afford a very small amount of bail. That's the argument that gets made by activists. I would offer you that if you are a Mexican cartel drug smuggler with $1.2 million worth of crystal meth, and you don't set aside enough money, that's on you. You're a bad businessman. You're a bad drug dealer.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.